Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. Woo-hoo! My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. We're going to be with you all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. It is Spotify Friday.
Spotify Friday.
Right. So obviously we are giving away a Spotify swag bag. What's in the bag, miss?
Lots of stuff. We got a sunglasses.
Yes.
UV protection.
UV protection. Super UV protection.
Yes. We've also got a tote bag as well as a 3-month premium pass.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So we're giving one of those away a little bit later on the show. You know the drill, 0162019000 if you want to take part. And of course, we have musicians joining us very shortly in the studio. Jack Fuzz Beats.
Say that again.
Jack Fuzz Beats. they are coming with us in a few minutes. Now, it's a portmanteau, of course, of three elements that capture the band's sound. Jag is short for their Fender Jaguar guitar. Fuzz refers to the fuzz pedal effect that's present in many of their songs. And, of course, Beats is the beats of their songs.
Yeah, they're a Malaysian rock duo formed in Shah Alam in 2014.
They're going to be joining us. And we're going to find out. You know what? I spoke to them just outside the studio. They've known each other since they were like 7 years old.
Childhood friends.
Childhood friends. And Omar says, I'm a big fan of your show.
Oh.
So let's get him in and see what he has to say. Right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Remember, 0162019000.
Any questions for us tonight? Tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
We'll
stay tuned,
back.
Girl.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
Good evening, everybody, and I'm Adeline Chung.
Now, the number to remember, 0162019000, if you want to get your hands on some Spotify swag. What's in the bag, miss?
We've got a tote bag, sunglasses, UV protection, to be exact, and as well as a 3-month premium pass.
You're really selling that UV protection thing, right?
Yeah, apparently it helps. It's good for your eyes.
Apparently it is, yeah, right. Okay, so of course it is Spotify Friday, meaning we've got some musicians in the house. We have Jack Fuzz Beats. Say hello, fellas.
Hello.
On my left, I have Omar. On my right, I have Azrul.
Yeah.
Right.
They can't see.
They can't, that's why I'm telling people. It's radio. That's why I'm explaining. Right. Yeah. So, guys, from what I understand, you've known each other a long time, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Since when?
Since we were 7.
Yeah.
And you're not tired of each other yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. How many arguments do you have?
Not much.
Not much, really.
Not much.
We're pretty much on the same page most of the time.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. So let's talk about the band then. When did it first start, you know, when you first get together as Jag Fuzz Beats?
Well, it started back in, it was way back in high school. We had a band together and, like, our other friends in the band, you know, we kind of went into separate ways.
Yeah.
But me and Omar, we actually, like, we wanted to continue doing music. So
yeah.
I said to Omar, hey, let's just do a rock band and let's see how it goes.
Right. And how has it developed since back then? I mean, what kind of stuff were you playing compared to the kind of stuff that you're playing now?
I guess back then we were more of a rock hit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were heavily influenced by Guns N' Roses, Foo Fighters, and I myself, I actually was a metal drummer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I played the double pedal.
Oh, my word.
Crazy stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then
Now you've calmed down a bit.
Yeah, I've calmed down a bit. With Jag Fuzz Beats, we try to make things that I think that is something new and is acceptable by the people while not really losing ourselves.
Right.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, the name Jag Fuzz Beats, it's very unique, you know. So how did you both, like, agree to come up with a name?
Because it was so hard to find a name.
Right.
What was the other names that you came up with?
Nothing much, right.
I don't think we can remember. It was just a whole list of it and all of them were pretty lame.
Yeah.
We thought Jag Fuzz Beats had a ring to it, you know, saying it a lot of time. Jag Fuzz Beats.
Yeah. It's definitely got
it
something
rhymes,
about it.
Yeah, it's something very new and nothing else is named Jack Fuzz Beats.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I remember that process of trying to figure out a band name. You know, you have your friends, they're coming with you with suggestions. You're like, no, that's stupid. You got people like flicking through books and then stopping on a random page, picking a word and saying, why don't you call your band this? Why would you do that?
You know? But yeah, our name is pretty like a direct representation of us. Like,
yeah.
Jack is like the guitar he used, Jaguar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuzz is like his favorite effect, and Beats is me on the drum.
You see, he gets two, you only get one though. Jack Fuzz Beats cymbal or something. You know?
Because the drum itself is bigger than the guitar. So
that's true. Technically louder.
Yeah, I mean, the drums is like the spine of the band.
Right.
Yeah. It's more physical, so I don't mind just carrying one.
Right. Yeah. How much work is it though with just the two of you? I mean, you've got an album out now, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on. I mean, like, who covered in for stuff like your bass and you know, your other guitar bits?
I pretty much play the other instruments, and Omar will cover all the drums and percussions.
Right.
And a bit of vocals, if I'm up for it.
And when you're doing it live, what do you do?
When I'm doing it live, I play the guitar and sing, and we would have our friends filling in for the other part.
We have like a pool of people that we can choose,
right,
depending on their availability.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We're going to take a short break then, of course. I think when we come back, we'll talk about like the progression of your music and the album that you've got coming out now and the kind of sound that you've got on it, because I really like it. Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a giveaway to be given away today. It's the Spotify goodie bag. The question is, what is the name of Jack Fuzz Beats' debut album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us what it's up to win. Any questions for us tonight? Tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is
Omar.
And this is
Azrael.
From Jack Fuzz Beats. They're with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. I think a little bit later on, we might test your brains on Smarty Pants. We've not done that
yet. I'm up for that.
It's giveaway time.
Yes, we're giving away Spotify goodie bag tonight. The question is, tell us, what is the name of Jack Fuzz Beats' debut album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us why you deserve to win.
Okay, so outside of the studio, when we had a brief chat, you were saying that you have an album launch coming up fairly soon.
Yes.
But your album's already been out for a while, right?
Yeah.
So tell me that story. Why is there two?
I mean, I wouldn't call it a launching. I mean, it's more of a celebration.
Oh. Join fingers, boys. Come on.
So yeah, it's more of a, you know, like celebrating the album in general instead of, you know, just making it a launching, because we want it to celebrate with, you know, all the people that, you know, we love, and all those who supported us from the beginning.
Yeah, and we'll have like opening bands, the people we've known since we're studying, and the people we've grown together in the scene.
I mean, I've listened to your demo stuff over on SoundCloud, and some of the stuff that appeared, the live stuff that you did as well for the weekend sessions and all that kind of stuff.
You've garnered quite a lot of listeners
as well. Yeah, I mean, I like the rawness of your demos. I really like that stuff. And then the new stuff that you've got, the rawness is still there, but there's obviously a bit of a polish to it, right?
Yeah.
With it being a bit more produced and one thing or another. How do you feel about this progression in sound, you know?
I guess it's something like every musician should experience, because going to the studio is, you know, it's not the same when we record back home.
Right.
When you have all that freedom, because when you go into the studio, it's more of a, you have to trust the people that are working with your music. So we trust that they know what's best, and we put that trust on them.
Right. Yeah. And finding somebody who you can get that trust, though, was that a difficult process? Did you shop around and meet a few people?
We didn't shop around, but actually a few people came up to us. But then we chose one, which is Melodia Recording. Shouts out to them. They helped us out a lot. Yeah, basically they convinced us of what they can do, and we listened to their stuff, and we felt really comfortable after going to the studio, and we decided, okay, let's just spend a year here, make an album.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you guys now?
I'm 22.
You're 22.
We're both 22.
You're both 22, right.
Yeah.
So you kind of, when you look at the Malaysian music scene, and this is a discussion that comes up a lot, you know, and I'm sure you've probably heard it, People your age tend to go one of two ways. It's either you have a few people who go and make rock music, which I think is wonderful, or you have people making
electronic,
right?
Music.
Yeah. And I know you've had this question kind of posed to you before.
Yeah.
You know, how do you feel about that, and why is it that you chose to take the rock route and not the electronic route? Do you think?
I guess it all depends on what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
It's not wrong if you want to go electronic, because both of us, we have a side thing that we do. We produce electronic music ourselves.
Yeah.
And he sometimes perform under his electronic music moniker, and I make some music for some other people.
Right.
And I guess but we still like rock because that's like our core thing. I guess we grew up listening to rock and decided like it's not the time for rock. It's not done yet.
I mean, nothing beats playing an instrument, you know, like really channeling your emotions onto that.
Yeah.
And but performing live is something, it's greater. It's performing live in a rock band is a greater feeling than actually performing as an electronic artist.
I think so.
Yeah. To me.
I mean, there used to be a period of time when the divide between electronic music and rock music was much wider.
Yeah.
You know, you either belonged in one camp or another, and never the twain should meet. And I think over time, when, you know, musicians like yourself have learned how to produce using electronic software, and you know, DAWs and one thing or another, those lines have become a lot more blurred, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to mainly Pirate Bay for allowing us to like download all the software.
So we're talking about Fruity Loops and Ableton, one thing like, or another. So
samples.
Yeah, I mean, so you've got these little side projects as well. I mean, what kind of? I mean, you're making electronic music, like you say, but what kind of stuff is that?
It depends, you know, what we want to do at the moment. Because I feel like when I do produce electronic stuff, it's because I feel inspired at the moment, like. Say I was listening to Tame Impala's new album and was like, oh damn, I like how that sound, and I wanted to experiment with that sound, so I just played around with it.
That's how you get inspirations for all your productions and all.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So this new album, Rest Now, how much work actually went into it, and how long did you take to kind of decide which songs to use?
There were a lot of songs, actually. Like in the album, there's 8 tracks, but actually, we had a lot of drafts and a lot of rough sketches of our songs. But those songs that we picked they were what I would like to call, those are the songs I wanted to give justice to them, because those songs, we've already released them.
Right.
And we wanted to give justice to them. Yeah. So
give them a new life.
Yeah, almost. Give them new
reach
life.
Reach its full potential.
Yeah. Right.
So after this, I think we're going to come up with a lot of new stuff, like completely new and fresh.
Mm. Right. Yeah. So tell me a bit about, you know, how you decide, how do your tracks kind of get formed? I'm assuming, Azrael, a lot of it is kind of on your shoulders, right? I don't want to take it away from you, Omar. Obviously, I know you have a lot of input into the creative process, but I'm guessing the majority of it is with you, Azrael, right?
Yeah, I kind of start all the writing process, and I kind of like bounce off all of those ideas to Omar and see, like, you know, his inputs and all. And
I try my best to contribute, but sometimes if I hear it and it's good enough, then I wouldn't say a thing. I'm just like, okay, proceed, release.
That is why they don't argue.
Right. I mean, is it though? I mean, do you allow Azrael to kind of run free almost?
Yeah, because I trust his idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because no, I think like what we have in mind is a line, so I don't need to worry about a thing. I just give it a listen. But if I want to add something, I just add it.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
So we've got this album out now. I mean, where are you going with this? I mean, in terms of live stuff, in terms of creating new stuff, are you still writing now for future stuff?
Yeah, we're still writing. There's still a lot of stuff that we want to put out in the near future. But at the moment, I feel like we wanted to put all these songs to rest, hence the album name, because we wanted to put all that behind us, because I feel like we've been playing all those songs for so long, and I feel we should refresh.
Yeah, start playing new, fresh stuff.
Yeah.
You're starting to feel that, are you?
Yeah.
Right.
What kind of fresh stuff are you looking at?
Maybe more a positive vibe because I feel like...
Was it that dark?
I mean...
You're taking my questions away from me. I was going to ask you a little bit later on about that. Carry on.
But yeah, personally, I think the songs that I've wrote before, they tend to get dark because those are actually some of my personal thoughts that I feel like I wanted to share and channel it through my songs. So I'm thinking about going to a more positive vibe, more vibrant, you know, but still keeping our, you know, character.
Yeah, but I think the next one, the production, we're going to try something different. Because for the album, we kind of gave freedom to the people at the studio to do whatever they want in terms of the production. But I think for the next one, we're going to like, you know, do this together. We do some at home and then bring some of them to the studio.
Have a bit more control over your own stuff.
Yeah.
I mean... Oh, okay, Ezra. I mean, you've kind of, like I say, you took away one of my questions that I wanted to ask you.
I
mean,
I didn't know.
The music itself and the lyrics, there is a dark element to it, right? And I don't see that as a bad thing because, you know, artists are supposed to suffer from what I hear, you know. Did you genuinely feel, you know, dark and kind of, I don't know if the word down is right when you were writing some of the stuff, but was there a period when you were going through something?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, when I was writing, I was definitely feeling a lot of emotions on certain songs that I feel that, you know, those thoughts that I didn't want to, you know, share with people because I feel like I didn't want to bring anyone down and drag them down with me. So I chose to channel it through my song because I feel like that's my strength in it to overcome those feelings.
All right. Well, maybe when we come back then we can talk a little bit about the positive stuff you're writing.
Oh, wait.
Can we do that? All right, we have to take a short break. When we come back, of course, a few more questions before we move on to Smarty Pants.
Yeah, don't forget we have a giveaway tonight. It's Spotify Friday, which means we're giving away Spotify goodie bag. The question is, tell us what is the name of Jack Fuzz Beat's debut album? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Tell us where it's up to win.
And if you missed any part of this show, you can head over to bfm.my and download the podcast, or you can listen to it on the app. It's available in Google Play and the App Store. We'll be back right after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is
Omar.
And
Azro.
From Jack Fuzz Beats. They're joining us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. Quick giveaway reminder, 01620019000. Here's the question.
Tell us, what is the name of Jack Fuzz Beats' debut album? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Tell us where it is after win.
So you're playing Urbanscapes this year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excited about that? You did it last year as well, though, right?
Yeah. Right. Last year. Yeah, excited for this year as well.
But this year is...
It's a little bit different for Urbanscapes, right?
Yeah. I mean, from last year they started doing that. But I don't know if I like it.
Why? No, be honest. You know why?
Because... Why? I don't know. I feel like festivals are more fun, but the new style is also fun because like for 2 weeks you wake up and you have something to do.
Right.
Yeah, but you're spreading it out across the entire month, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of fun. You wake up every day and like because I have a lot of friends performing at Urbanscape, so I wake up today and okay, who's performing today? I'm gonna see them. Yeah.
Right. But then you also get people saying, I don't know if I'm a bit too lazy to go out today.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's compressed
problem.
In a couple of days.
And it's expensive if you want to see all the international artists.
Right,
because you have to pay like different prices,
which is a bit silly, really, when we think about
it. But it's a smart move for them.
More money spent.
We'll find out how it works, won't we? Shortly.
So, when are you performing for Urbanscapes?
For Jack Fuzz Beat, we're performing on the 5th of May at the opening party of Urbanscape. Hoax in the House, and we're also like performing some minor shows at Urbanscapes. And me personally, I'm also playing for other bands at Urbanscape. So,
who else are you playing for?
I'm playing for Swims. They're opening for TTNG and Mylitz a day after I'm performing for Jack Fuzz Beats. And I might be performing for Orang Malaya as well.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
We're working on that. Don't know if we have time to catch up.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Right.
What about you, Ezra?
I'm just going to play Jack Fuzz Beats.
But Jack Fuzz Beats, that's why we have 3 shows on the Urbanscape this year, right? Because one of it, we're supporting Enterprise. They're launching an album as well, so we're supporting them. And one of it is our own launching.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And what date is the actual official launch then?
It's on 21st of May.
21st of May. Yeah. Okay. Right. Just to quickly go back to you, Ezreal. Right. we were talking about positivity, perhaps. Have you started writing newer, more positive stuff? And what do you think has changed for you to kind of have this more positive outlook?
Well, I have been writing. Like, they're pretty rough. I'm pretty rough sketches and drafts, but I feel like it's going to be more positive in a way that's more of a fun guitar vibes and more upbeat drums, and the lyrics are going to be more, you know, less about dying and stuff.
The thing is, though, with the name that you've got, it's almost like you and your guitar are tied together forever.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I love my guitar.
Of course, of course. Does she have a name?
Not really.
Not really. You should name the damn thing. But, but why the Jaguar then? I mean, for those people who don't know at home, it's a Fender Jaguar. What year is it? Do you know?
I think it was in the 70s.
It's the 70s.
Yeah, it's a Mexican Fender Jaguar. Yeah,
it's kind of an ivory looking
color. Yeah.
It's a beautiful looking thing.
Yeah, I think I just fell in love with it ever since I saw it on display at Bentley. That one time I was like, I need that guitar.
I gotta have that.
I gotta have that.
Yeah, I mean, that happens though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's very rare when you see something, and I don't know what it's like for drummers, but I know what it's like for a guitarist, that when you see one and you pick it up and you try it and you're like, this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what they say about cats. You don't pick a cat, they pick you.
Yeah.
Right? But how much do you think of your creative process is drawn from, this sounds really silly, but from the love of that guitar?
Sorry?
How much of your creative process do you think is drawn from that bond with your guitar?
How much of it? I think 100%, I would say. Like, I think every song that I wrote, it would start with that guitar.
Right.
Mm. Every song, every riff, every idea, every inspiration. It's like even the most little idea starts off from that guitar.
Right.
So I would say, yeah.
So we can't lose this guitar, can we?
No, we can't.
We can't.
Ever.
All right.
I can see the connection.
Yeah. It's a strange thing, Eddie. You know, it's a strange thing.
Do you have a name for your guitar?
Yeah, I do.
What's your name?
I'm not telling you. It's my own private name.
Oh.
Anyway, I've had a nice chat, and I've really enjoyed talking to you two. Before we move on, we got this little thing called Smarty Pants coming
up.
Right, but before we move on to Smarty Pants, I want to get an opinion of where we are in the Malaysian music scene right now. And I don't mean... I don't want you to say politics, this and this, that. I mean, how do you feel about it right now?
Honestly, I just feel...
just be honest.
It lacks support. Right. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Audience support or money support?
Yeah, what kind
of
support are we talking about?
I think, like, audience, it doesn't appeal to the mass audience yet.
Mm-hmm.
But because the mass audience, they tend to go for all the Malay songs, love songs, Jiwang songs. So I think the future audience will like the more indie stuff, and the money support is not there. There's not enough like big companies helping out musicians. Yeah. They're not pushing music in this country
There's not a lot of platforms for, you know, bands like us.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Same?
Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely feel the same.
What can we do to change it then, do you think?
I'm not sure. maybe we should start a company that helps out musicians. Yeah, maybe.
Just for musicians.
Adeline, quickly write that down. Right?
I am.
Okay, it's time for us to move on to this wonderful thing that we call Smarty Pants. We've not done it in a while. It sounds like this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
Right, how annoying is that?
It's actually really cool.
Right, so the idea is, I'm sure you know already, is that we have 30 questions.
Yeah.
You have 3 minutes to answer as many as you possibly can,
okay.
Right? If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right along.
All right?
Now then, your 3 minutes, boys, start now. It takes 17 muscles to smile. How many does it take to frown, 43 or 51?
Oh, no.
51.
It's 43.
Uh-huh.
Approximately one in how many men are colorblind? 12 or 20?
20.
It's 12. The statue of Eros in Piccadilly Circus in London is cast with which metal? Aluminium or copper?
Aluminium.
Well done, yes. The city of Memphis is in which country? Egypt or Israel?
Israel.
It's Egypt. Which opera by Mozart is said to reveal the secrets of the Freemasons, the Magic Flute, or the Marriage of Figaro?
The Magic Flute.
It is indeed, yes. Which planet is the second largest planet in the solar system, Neptune or Saturn?
Saturn.
Yes, well done. Who choreographed The Rite of Spring? Rudolf Nureyev or Vaslav Nijinsky?
Vaslav Nijinsky.
Correct. The Angel of the North is the work of which British sculptor? Is it Anthony Gormley or Henry Moore?
Anthony Gormley.
It is indeed. Well done. Harris, Lewis and Donegal are all types of which fabric? Tweed or chiffon?
Tweed.
Yes. Who duetted with Elton John on Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me? George Michael or David Bowie?
David Bowie.
It was George Michael. Oh. Mark Morrison had a worldwide hit with Return of the Mac in which year? 97 or 99?
97.
It was.
Return of the Mac.
That's the one. Plunder, Green Gem, London and Broom Girl are varieties of which berry? Elderberry or gooseberry?
Gooseberry.
Correct. Pan is a moon of which planet? Uranus or Saturn?
Uranus.
It's not. It's Saturn. You wanted to say that. You've been dying to do that, right? Yeah. Which golfer ended 12 years of American wins at the US Open with his first victory in 94? Jason Day or Ernie Els?
Jason Day.
Ernie Els?
Oh.
A Study in Scarlet by Arthur Conan Doyle was the first work of fiction to incorporate which item as an investigative tool? Gloves or a magnifying glass?
Magnifying glass.
Indeed it was. What is the main ingredient of the dish lutefisk? Chicken or fish?
Fish.
It was. Ed Harris has played which artist in a major motion picture? Andy Warhol or Jackson Pollock?
Jackson.
It was. The Russian seaport Novorossiysk lies on which body of water? Is it the Black Sea or the Kara Sea?
The Black Sea.
It is. What is the title of the 1984 film starring Prince as the kid? Is it Heavy Rain or Purple Rain?
Purple Rain.
Yes, indeed. Which of these painters died at the age of only 35? Emilio Modigliani or My Yves God. Klein?
Yves Klein?
No, the other one that I couldn't pronounce. The 1937 novel The Road to Wigan Pier was written by which British author? George Orwell or P.G. Wodehouse?
George Orwell.
It was. Right. Boys, we're out of time.
Oh my God.
Half of those things I couldn't pronounce. What is going on? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a short break. Of course, when we come back, we'll tell you how well the boys did. Before we do that, though, quick giveaway time.
Yeah, don't forget, the question is, what is the name of Jack Fuzzbeat's debut album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us what is up to win a Spotify goodie bag.
We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
Good evening, and I'm Madeline Chung.
This is
Omar.
And that is
Azrael.
From
Jack Fuzzbeats.
They practiced that. It sounds like it, right? Fellas, so just before the break, of course, we were taking part in Smarty Pants. How well, roughly, do you think you did?
I think I suck.
You think you suck? What we'll do, we'll go through some of the questions in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, quick reminder. You've got a couple of minutes if you want to take part in the giveaway. Here's the question.
Tell us, what is the name of Jack Fuzzbeat's debut album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us why you deserve to win a Spotify goodie bag.
Let's go through some of the questions, please, Addie.
Right, the first question. It takes 17 muscles to smile. How many does it take to frown? It's 43. Mm. Approximately one in how many men are colorblind is 12.
One in 12 men.
I know, right? Mm. The city of Memphis is in which country? Is Egypt. Who duetted with Elton John on Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me is George Michael. Which golfer ended 12 years of American wins at the US Open with his first victory in 1994 is Ernie Els.
I notice you didn't do the Russian seaport of...
Which one?
The question number 18. The Russian seaport Novorossiysk.
They got it right.
Did they?
They got it right.
Yeah. Okay, right. Quickly, let's have a drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Fuzzbeats scored 14 points.
Ooh. Not bad at all.
Wow. Yeah.
Not bad at all. Right, so it's almost time for us to wrap up then. So next gig coming up is Urbanscapes, is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Excited about it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah?
Excited, yeah. Yes.
I mean, you've got quite a few things coming up.
Well practiced?
Yeah.
All sorted?
Not yet.
But we'll be.
The correct answer is yes. You will be. Right, okay. looking forward to the official release of the physical product.
Yes.
When it finally comes out, do send one over this way so we can put some of it on the radio for you.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah? All right, so we've been asking you a question all the way through the show. The question was,
what is the name of Jack Fuzz Beats' debut album? And the answer is...
Rest Now.
There you go. If you answered correctly, you'll be hearing from us after the show. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, it has been that time of night. My name's been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We are signing off temporarily for now.
Aww.
Right, we've got to go. Right, enough of that.
Thank you all.
Have a lovely weekend, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.